Dr. Brendan Bain, who credits his personal, I love this, I've got to read this because it's so good, credits his personal and professional growth and development to a combination of parental example, serendipity, opportunities grasped, excellent professional mentoring, and hard work. He is the inaugural director of the 10-year-old CHART Network, a capacity-building program for Caribbean healthcare personnel, and he directs the Caribbean Health Leadership Institute, about which he will speak today. Dr. Bain graduated from the University of the West Indies in medicine with honors, and in 1998 he received the Master's of Public Health summa cum laude from Boston University. Please give a warm welcome to Dr. Bain.
Good evening. I want to thank Dr. Goffin for inviting me to be part of this panel, and I want to acknowledge the other panelists, the audience, ladies and gentlemen. It's a real honor for me to be here and to share in this panel, and as Dr. Goffin has already said, I have no financial relationships with commercial interests to declare. This is the track that I will take in this presentation, and I want to just share with you initially our tagline in the Caribbean Health Leadership Institute, which we fondly call Chili. Today is rather chilly for us. Our tagline is leadership is a journey, not a destination. So we began in 2007, and the logos on the slide on the left, that of the University of the West Indies, in the middle, the Caribbean Health Leadership Institute, and on the right, PEPFAR, which is the main source of our funding in these first 5 or 6 years. The context, the HIV epidemic, and some of you who may be aware of the global literature know that the Caribbean sits second only to sub-Saharan Africa in HIV prevalence rates, and that's still so, although we have seen, thankfully, a bit of a decline in the last year, according to UNAIDS figures. But in 2007, we were very concerned. We had started the CHART training program, which was technical, but there was a visionary person leading the new CDC Caribbean Regional Office who said, I detect a gap. Do you agree? And those of us at the University of West Indies said, yes, we think that there is a gap in leadership training. We're willing to bid for a funding opportunity. We did, and we won the bid, and that started a 5-year cooperative agreement. We got some help from a regional grant from the Global Fund, and the Pan American Health Organization gave a few scholarships to some key persons who we chose. Our focus was on established and emerging leaders in the Caribbean. And guess what? We had a willing and experienced academic partner from the University of North Carolina, and the person is sitting over there. You'll see his photo and two of his colleagues in a little while. But first, a brief geography lesson. The Caribbean is not what it seems to be. It's really a geopolitical concept, and not all the countries that border the Caribbean Sea consider themselves Caribbean. Most of Central America doesn't, although the country of Belize, indicated by this arrow, considers itself part of the Caribbean. And the country of the Bahamas, which is really 200 small islands, 700 in fact, more than 20 of which are inhabited. It's outside of the Caribbean Sea, but it definitely considers itself Caribbean. And the three Guyanas, formerly British, French, and Dutch Guyana, consider themselves Caribbean. In fact, from a political point of view, the group that I've been relating to, that we've been relating to at University of West Indies, does not include the Dominican Republic, does not include Puerto Rico, does not include Cuba, and we miss a couple of the smaller islands as well. So I'm giving you a partial look at the Caribbean through Chile. our first staff and faculty. In addition to persons outside who support, I agree with Ed that we need a very supportive administrative team, and these three persons on the left have been our consistent team for 6-7 years. In the middle, we have Professor Peter Figaro, former Chief Medical Officer of Jamaica, Dr. Michelle Harris, who is an assistant professor in the Department of Community Health and Psychiatry at the Jamaica campus, Professor Jose Ortega, who is the first professor of public health at the Barbados campus of the University of the West Indies, Dr. Earl Wright, who is a retired chief mental health officer from Jamaica, who taught us about emotional intelligence, and Mrs. Vita Brown, who is retired former Caribbean program coordinator from PAHO, Mr. Peter Carr. You'd never guess his age because he's like the Energizer Bunny, management consultant who's worked for years. And you see our three faculty from UNC on the right, Ed Baker, Steve Orton, and Carl Umble, who Ed referred to a little while back. Now, I resist the term best practices, although that's the title of today's session. So I modulated it down to good practices. We are very pleased that we brought many persons from many different segments of the health profession together. And my experience is that they've been discovering each other, and it's been exciting. We have many small countries, and the program has touched at least 19 so far. And just like Joyce said, we use adult learning principles, and you can see the rub-off effect from the National Public Health Leadership Institute. A lot of self-assessment using standardized programs, a lot of interaction, reinforcing the need to reflect as one learns, and action learning projects. We use current Caribbean case studies dealing with HIV, tuberculosis, and other health issues, and there was an emphasis on team building and health systems strengthening. So far, in 5 annual cohorts, each about 11 months long, we have graduated 152 persons from 18 countries, including 14 National AIDS Program coordinators, the person who is now the deputy director of the newborn Caribbean Public Health Agency, just started in January of this year. It's supposed to be a cross between CDC and NIH for the Caribbean. 3 chief medical officers, 2 chief nursing officers, in fact, chief dental officers as well, persons living with HIV and AIDS, and their advocates, and staff from the secretariat of the Pan-Caribbean Partnership Against AIDS. Some early benefits include that persons from the first cohort have come forward and have become faculty and mentors. 8 of our graduates are now enrolled in a new doctorate in public health program at the university. And surprise to us, but a spin-off effect, is that Chile has inspired development of leadership training by the Association of Caribbean Higher Education Administrators. And that's been very gratifying for me. This is just a sample of some of the evaluation that we've done so far. An internal evaluation has shown that some of our graduates are doing more teaching, coaching, or mentoring. Some are getting more involved in successful conflict resolution, and some are serving to a larger extent on national or regional, meaning Caribbean, task forces, boards, or working groups. And here's a photograph of 13 of our graduates and a few of our faculty who learned coaching essentials in a 2.5-day workshop in January of 2011, facilitated by persons from the Center for Creative Leadership in Greensboro, North Carolina. How do we see the way ahead? You're welcome to visit the Caribbean at any time, for pleasure or for work. But moving into the future, CDC is planning about now an external evaluation of outcomes on what I call early impact, because we think that these programs show their true impact after several years. We have commissioned our School of Business and Management on the Jamaica campus to help us with a business plan. We're looking ahead to diversifying, and we're looking ahead to becoming a not-for-profit entity rather than depending completely on external funding from donors. We are beginning to foster leadership and mentoring networks, and we think that we will do variations on the theme by having modular training, increasing our distance learning component, having more formal certification associated with our programs, and more formal articulation with academic programs. We are persuading the University of West Indies higher authorities about the need to institutionalize our leadership development programs in public health. We're doing succession planning. I myself am starting to show my gray hairs. And we want to do tracer studies to track longer term impact. Ed has been able to look at the 20-year group. We're still at group 5. We're starting group 6 this month, actually. We're having our first 3-day retreat in Port of Spain, Trinidad. And so that's about moving into the future as far as we can see. I want to acknowledge in closing the University of the West Indies, CDC and PEPFAR, the Global Fund, the Pan American Health Organization, the Gillings School of Global Public Health at UNC, the Center for Creative Leadership, Greensboro, North Carolina, the governments of the Caribbean, who released many of their staff to take part in our program, Chile staff, faculty mentors, and scholars. Thank you very much.